night, we discuss Scotty's nominations. Which one of the bros will go? The nastiness of the bros, the HOH competition, Big Brother trivia, and more. We also welcome special guest Moose P. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to But First. Apparently, the podcast where Turnip Head thinks that we shouldn't have named it But First, but we did.
So, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I think it was like, I don't know. It was something. But anyway, so we're here and we are queer and we're joined by the wonderful rabbit owner, Moose P.
Hi, Moose P.
Oh, are you a former rabbit owner?
Former, yes.
Now I feel
they say the music is too loud.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll okay.
You'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's
kind of like psoriasis. It's fine.
Yes.
That commercial is the psoriasis. It's my eczema. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It is.
Anyway, it's fine. It's just my eczema. It's fine.
Oh, Moose, I thought you had a couple of bunnies. Did they both die?
One passed away last year and one passed away this year.
I am so sorry. I didn't realize, but I knew that you had had a bunny pass away,
right?
But I didn't know that both of them. I should be following you much closer.
Well, I'm no longer on the Twitter, so it's, you know.
What?
I keep the account open, but I don't ever do anything on it.
Okay.
So
how
I
dare
for
you?
Messaging.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a show all about how my life was flipped, turned upside down. No, that's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is a podcast where we talk about Big Brother.
Well, and you know, we have some standard questions that we ask all of our guests when they come on.
How big is your penis?
No. That's another show. You'll get to answer that in New Orleans, Moose. Oh, by the way, are you looking forward to New Orleans?
Absolutely. Looking forward to a great deal.
Okay. He's coming to Pride 48, y'all. Moose, do you consider yourself a super fan of Big Brother?
I really enjoy it, but I forget it from one season to the next. So, you know.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been watching?
Oh, I've seen every season.
Oh, okay. So you remember back to...
But he doesn't remember back to anything.
No. Okay. I put it out of my... I mean, it's entertainment. I put it out of my head as soon as the season is over.
Okay. And have you ever subscribed to the feeds?
No.
And do you ever watch the After Dark or that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay. So just the regular. Are you on one of the apps?
Yeah, I've got the Big Brother, I think Pocket Big Brother, I think.
That's the one that I have, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you're an iPhone user.
Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. Adam can't use Pocket Big Brother.
One of these days, we're going to have to get an Android user on this show so I can commiserate with them.
Okay.
But if you
are, Pocket Big Brother's pretty good.
It's a good app.
If you're an Android user, for all of you Android users out there, it's called Big Brother Buddy. And it's fantastic. So
fantastic.
You all go out there and get that, and it will help
you. We don't get any money.
No.
Now, this episode. First year, the app was called Hamster Watch, because do you remember they had a hamster in the house that they had to take care of?
I don't remember a hamster.
There was a hamster in there.
On the first season?
I'm pretty sure it was the first season.
I know they had a dog that year.
I think they had a dog, too.
Oh, my gosh. Like, every episode, we learn something new. So we learned that they had to grow their own corn or something. Mm-hmm. They had like
they
a
raised
dog.
Chickens.
They uh-huh. had chickens. Now we're learning that they had a hamster.
I don't remember the hamster.
I believe on the feeds when they were doing something that they didn't want people to see, that they would put the camera on the hamster's cage.
Okay, so that's like the modern day fish then.
Yes.
Okay. I figured, yeah, that might sound mildly familiar. So.
Okay. I can't say that for sure. You may have put that idea in my head, but anyway.
So. Let's go ahead and talk about the show. So last week we talked about Fatty.
Well, wait a minute. Before we get into this, Adam.
Yes, sir.
But first, we got an e-letter.
Yes, we did.
We got email.
Did he blind carbon copy us? Because I thought it only went to me unless this is somebody else. But who did we get an email from?
We got it from Jay. Of Richard and Jay.
Oh, well, then we got two emails.
Oh, well, then I didn't get the second one.
That's what I was. So I didn't get the one you got, and you didn't get the one I got. So.
Well, it says it came to you. It says the subject was butt first with two T's. And it says, that's how I always enter the room, butt first. Thanks for doing the show, boys. Love it. You guys are the perfect duo for this. Sadly, I'm always a day behind on Big Brother episodes, but I will be downloading your little show and listening each week. XXJ. So, Jay, thank you so much. So.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Oh, you know what? I got... Oh, no, that's for Moose P. I'm so sorry. I did get an email, and I don't know if this was supposed to be read on the show, but you know what? We need content.
So we don't. If you send us an email, it's going to get read.
It's going to get read on the show. So Turnip Head emailed and said, "You're stuck there between a rock star and a hard place. Fuck me. Best yet. Hilarious. Finally, a non-Anglophone contestant that understands English humor and can throw it out there. I love JC. Turnip Head."
Okay. All right. So there you have it.
I didn't understand of that.
Thanks, Turnip Head. We'll be right back.
I didn't understand all of that third sentence, the finally a non-Anglophone. It sounds like we're in like English class or something like that. And he spelled humor.
Yes.
H-U-M-O-U-R.
Well, those northern Mexicans always love to throw an extra U in there. So
all he needed to do was put the word color in there and spell it incorrectly as well. Well, thank you guys both for the email. That was really sweet of you, both of you.
And I'm thanking one of you for the email. So anyway.
Exactly. So let's get into the show. So last week, Fatty spoiled us all.
Yep. I will be spoiling again this week too. It'll be at the end.
I don't even remember. You spoiled us that Scotty had won Power of Veto, correct?
I did.
Yes. So Scotty was HOH, and then he put the bros on the block.
He did.
And then I wish I had had time to record this. I want to get both of your takes on this because. I, as a downtrodden gay child, I was very traumatized by the athletic, you know, popular, bro-y kind of, you know, whatever. So I'm probably like a little biased, you know, I'll put that out there. And as I said last week or whenever it was, guys who are really attractive are kind of, I hate them and love them all at the same time. But anyway.
Okay, so I'm right here. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was in the moment and I just didn't even, your jokes are so like, so pithy. You know, pithy, just right. Woo. So I'm biased, but they both, Winston and Brett, and both of us had them on our teams. I mean, you had Brett, I had Winston. And for the contest that we have, we'll talk about that at the end of the episode, but they both give Scotty this. They one at a time go in there and just are like, dude, you made the biggest mistake. You are so stupid. Oh, you don't know who you're messing with. Whoever is left is going to just mess you up next week. And like, I mean, much more horrible than what I'm saying. I mean, it almost felt like it was so aggressive the way that, and the look on their face. I mean, Winston almost had that Cody look on his face. You know, we all know the Cody look. And so Moose, I'll start with you. So what did you think about how they reacted? I'll say.
I loved it.
Of course.
I see those guys every day in the gym. I get along with them very well. I know exactly what to expect from them, and I would expect nothing less than that from them. And I was really hoping that what's her name? The girl that had the power that could have hopefully gotten one of them back. Sam, thank you. I was really hoping that she could have given that power to one of them to come back, because I really wanted them to team up against Scotty, because I don't like Scotty and I hate Rockstar.
Oh.
And I almost hate, what's her name? The psycho girl.
Caitlin.
Yeah. I almost hate her as bad as I do the other two.
See, and you know, that's good that we get that, because you are a gym goer. Mm-hmm. You go to the gym quite often. You're always showing off your like arms and, you know, your guns and everything. So you get that gym culture and that kind of bro culture at the gym. Whereas, well, I mean, I do go to the gym, but I've always been averse to that culture for whatever reason. So,
and by gym, you mean Whataburger, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is why I have a dad bod. I am gym averse now. But that's good to have another viewpoint, because I always go for the more underdog, kind of geeky, not as popular, whatever, you know, that's I'm always going for like the underdog. And then I, at the end of the season, Survivor, Big Brother, it doesn't matter what it is, I'm always disappointed, because it's always the person that I don't like. Fatty, now, what was your opinion of that?
Well, let's back up. Did we talk last week? And Moose, you may have to answer this question, assuming that you listened to the show last week.
I listened.
Did we talk about Brett just mesmerizing Scotty?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we
okay.
did. Moose, not only did Moose listen, he listened 2 hours before I even released it.
Right.
So, exactly. No, right, we so did. We did talk
you don't
about
think
that.
So.
We did.
We did talk about it.
Yeah, but we can talk about it. We can revisit it. It's fine.
Okay. Because that's where I'm getting mixed up. I thought we had already talked about all this, but to me, I found it interesting with the two of them how different their approaches were with him. See, I think Brett's approach was exactly opposite of Winston's approach. And they were both broing it out, but Brett went in there and mesmerized him and charmed. Oh, wait a minute. I've received a...
do you have a date later on?
No, that's Joey Boohecker.
He's like, all right, folks, we gotta wrap it up.
We're saying he hates Rockstar. But anyway, I think I liked Winston better than Brett until he turned on that charm with Scotty and just wooed him and everything. And I think Winston just felt privileged. And don't get me wrong. He's pretty, but the way he reacted and everything. And, you know, then when he was voted out, am I jumping ahead too much? So he was
sure.
What else is new, right?
I mean, we expect it, but I mean, surely everyone
he
who
was
listens
voted
to this,
out and he jumped up and just walked out, didn't say goodbye to anybody.
Well, I mean, he was totally the Cody act. I mean, he didn't act like Cody up until he was nominated and then evicted. I mean, and then you saw his face get angry and scary looking, and he didn't, you know, hug anyone and, you know, all that.
All right. Well, now, what did you think of when the two of them went in to talk to Scotty to present the idea of the three of them working together? What did you think of that concept, Moose?
I think they kind of blew it, because they were a little too aggressive in their pitch. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I thought they had, I mean, after you go in and attack him basically and call him stupid, and I don't remember exactly what Brett said, but I remember it rubbing me the wrong way. I'm not sure exactly what he said, but I know Winston was very aggressive. And then they come in and, oh, Scotty boy, let's do a threesome, a three-way. You know, no one will expect that or suspect that, because we've been so hard on you, and you're basically such a loser. No one would expect that, you know. And I was just like, ugh.
Well, I thought the idea was good, but I think I agree with both of you. I thought the idea was kind of good, but you can't go in there and present that after you've chewed him up and threatened him.
Yeah, and
I think if they had done that in the storeroom when Scotty walked through and they were talking about it,
yes.
I think it would have felt more natural. And
yes,
with them not saying a word to the man, it was just so awkward until when they actually approached him later on, I think it blew up.
Yes, you're exactly right. I had forgotten about the storeroom non-conversation.
But I don't think they had any intention of actually following through with that. I mean, had they really been serious, and that probably would have been a good alliance, because no one would have expected it.
Right. Yeah.
But they were just trying to cover their asses. They just wanted him to, you know, get them off the block and, you know. So.
Well, all right. So anything else about that?
Not about that. I wanted to talk about, are we going to talk about the power of veto?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, nothing else about that.
I don't remember what they did on the power of veto. Oh, that was the thing where they had to spin. It was the Bolarama. It was what it was always... In previous years, where they had to spin around and do things.
Yeah, Tyler, of course, didn't want to win that one because he didn't want to look like because, you know, he's trying to be in two different alliances. And mm-hmm. so he didn't want to be in a position where he had to take someone off or not. And, you know, one of his two alliances figure out, you know, what he want, you know, what side he was on. And then Brett almost won.
Yep.
He almost won, and then I don't remember. Did he decided to speed, like go really fast or something right at the end, and then he ended up knocking it over like a bull in a china shop.
His time ran out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the timer failed or something.
He was going so meticulous and everything and didn't pay attention to the time running out. So he would have won had his time not run out.
But now, was he a have not from here on out?
I don't know.
I think it was just a week. So basically, if you chose to, because they gave you the option to have another turn.
Oh, right.
And kind of as a, you know, as a, why can't I spit? I don't know words. I do not know words. As a punishment.
Welcome to, hey, Moose, welcome to our world, right?
Absolutely.
Words, they escape
me. Just wait, it gets worse.
It's such a simple word. Punishment. He had to be a have-not, but I think it was just for a week. And they, like you said, Fatty, they don't focus on that at all. So we don't ever know who's a have-not.
Yeah, they haven't focused on it a whole lot. And this year it's been, okay, who wants to be a have-not? You know, so.
So he didn't win. And then Scotty, like a bat out of hell at the end of the game, he starts just twisting around, like doing aerobatics or acrobatics or whatever. He took his feet off the ground and started just whipping around, and then he wins the competition.
Now, Moose, you say you don't like Rockstar, right?
No, I don't.
What did you think of her during that competition?
I thought she was the most spastic looking
person
I've ever seen. I mean, she had no coordination.
She was absolutely... I mean, all of it just, oh, I'm going to throw up. Bleh, bleh, bleh. And I'm like, oh, my God.
She was awful.
Awful.
So tell us how you really feel about Rockstar, Moose. I mean, I don't think we know.
I cannot stand to look at the woman. I'm sorry.
Anyway. All right. So Scotty won. Power of veto. Now, did you think he was going to use it?
No.
No.
I didn't either.
So
no, I mean, because they were, first of all, he was dead set on getting them out from day one, or from day one of being HOH. He knew who he was going to get out, and I thought he was mesmerized by Brett, but Brett's speech to him in the HOH room rubbed me the wrong way, and I figured it would also rub Scotty the wrong way, even though he was smitten. And then they come up and they're like, oh, you know, we'll have this, you know, secret three-way whatever. And I'm like, you know, right. He knew that was a lie. You could just tell.
Well, now, Larkin in the chat room, by the way, thank you, Larkin and Archer, for joining us in the chat room tonight. He says he thinks it was a bit early for Scotty to go after the big fish. What do y'all think of that idea?
I'm not so sure because Brett can win competitions. I think the two that can greatest potential for competitions are Brett and Scotty. Winston, no. He was awful.
Okay.
But I could see taking Brett out.
You know, I mean, I can see Larkin's point that you know, it is a little bit early in the game to have such a big move. However, if you're in Scotty's position, he may feel like I may not ever have a chance again to be in this position, and I want to make a big move at some point in the game, so I need to go ahead and do it.
And the thing is, we've had two big moves 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, Moose, correct me if I'm wrong, that doesn't usually happen.
Not this early, no.
No, I don't normally think so either.
Normally, you've got those power players that are winning the HOH and ruling the house.
Yeah.
That's not happening this time. That's why I think Scotty's going to be a force to contend with. I mean, think about it outside this house. He's into all this gaming stuff and role-playing, and I think he's going to be something in these physical competitions.
Okay. All right, so he didn't use the power of veto. What did you think about his speech? When Brett stood up and did his, I see a vision. God.
Wait, let me guess. Moose P loved it.
I did.
there you go. I'm like Caitlin now. I just had this premonition that.
And all right. Now, and speaking of Caitlin's premonition.
Yeah. Can I just say while you're collecting your thoughts there, I hated Brett's thing. And I know that you're supposed to lie. Of course. I mean, you know, to be expected. Right. However, I know that you are going to lie throughout the game, but to just throw someone completely under the bus that did absolutely nothing wrong. She even voted to keep him in the house. And he knew it, and yet he just threw her under, and she didn't do anything at all. I just want to punch him in the face.
I love that he rattled her chains.
It's mean spirited, but I think it was presented. Tongue in cheek.
And then afterwards, he stuck with it. He's like, well, you just need to admit it, Rockstar. You just need to admit it.
No. I'm not talking about that one yet.
Oh, no? Oh, sorry. No,
this is when he was talking to Scotty, and he said, I have a premonition. Oh, you're going to take me off. You're going to take me off the block.
I went ahead of myself. I hated that one, too.
Of course you did. Moose, you liked that one though, right?
Absolutely. I loved it.
Okay. Okay.
Not as much as the one that I was talking about though.
Right. But all right. So we had the vote. It was 6-5. Yep. Once again, the non-level 6 side of the house, which I don't remember Moose, what's the name of that group?
It's something really strange, and I have no idea.
It's like fail or something. Well, I don't know what it is. They were once again blindsided. They had no idea.
Well, it's, and, I mean, I never hear about who is talking to JC and really which side of the house he's on. You know, so it looks like he is actually one of the swing votes that they need to be courting.
He is the Bernie Sanders of the House. He talks to both sides and votes with one.
So, okay.
Yeah, so Tyler is the one that flipped, air quotes, because he's playing both sides, right? So, right. So he is the one that voted for Winston to leave. I mean, he's the sixth vote, but Brett made it out to be rock star. And then
now Moose, what did you think of that speech? I know you loved it.
I did. I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, I thought it was kind of funny, actually.
I was taken aback. I had not considered him that kind of player. I thought he was just in there being a bro, and to me, that was kind of being a player.
It was. I liked it.
It was now, being a player, but come on. I mean, it was so, so mean.
Oh, tell me. I don't disagree that it was mean, but what he wanted to do was to cause turmoil and chaos in the house.
Well, he did that.
And that's exactly what has happened.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And nobody knows. I mean, now I will say this. I haven't heard anyone say that they really think it was Rockstar. Actually, most of them are throwing out other names. But it
Moose,
certainly
comments.
Well, I thought the consensus on the other side of the house was that some special power was used and flipped two votes.
Well, that's what came up on Sunday night. That was Caitlin's, you know, magical solution to everything. Is I figured it out. I've had a vision, and Tyler just sat there with his eyes wide open, like, "Oh my God, she's fucking crazy," you know, and listened to her, and then said, "How do you figure this stuff out?"
And he was looking at the camera. Tyler was looking at the camera, giving a thumbs up. And Caitlin was standing at the door right next to him, but she was looking in the other room. So it was priceless. You see Tyler and Caitlin standing 2 feet apart, and he's like mugging to the camera and like doing a thumbs up and smiling.
Oh my God.
And then she turns around and he's like, well, this is an audio podcast.
Tyler is sitting there going, "Oh my God, I am the luckiest motherfucker around." She's going to convince everybody that the special power was used, and I am just sitting here keeping my mouth shut. So anyway, now one thing that has come up on the Big Brother app is that JC and Faisal are sleeping together. Always sleeping together.
That.
Yes. Okay. The other night, Faisal is in one bed and he's reaching over to the next bed, and Haley's in that bed, and they're kind of holding hands or playing with each other's fingers and all. And JC has gotten up and had fixed him something to eat, and he comes back to bed and he gets in between the two of them to break that up. So he's sleeping with Faisal. And I mean, it's almost like the ventriloquist and his dummy, you know, that it's the puppet but the puppet's running the ventriloquist. I think JC has Faisal tied around his finger.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think there's anything sexual there because I don't have any.
You know, who knows? I mean, Faisal may be going, "Yeah, give me that handy."
You know, I don't know. That Larkin says they truly are the odd couple.
Yeah. So. Well, I will say this, and I don't know if you were going to bring it up, but there was Sunday night's episode, there was a section or a bit where they showed JC talking to Faisal and basically telling him that it was Caitlin that flipped and that voted the wrong way and voted, you know, for Winston to go, and that, you know, he should really not trust her. And he was like, or it could have been Haley, but I really think it was Caitlin. And then they show like a shot of JC, I think in the diary room, talking about how he had Faisal around his finger and that he was, you know, trying to confuse everything. And he was also talking to Tyler about it as well, because apparently he had told Tyler before, you know, yes, you're gonna flip, but we're gonna blame it on
Caitlin.
And yep. I thought, wow, I didn't know that JC was playing the game, because I felt like, oh, well, now he's playing a little bit. You know,
what
do
you think, Moose?
I think JC's actually doing a really good job. I think he's kind of playing, he's playing both sides of the house, but he's got that solid alliance with Faisal.
He does.
And, you know, and he seems to be voting with the power group. So, you know, I can respect what he's doing. He's sneaky about it, but, you know.
He is sneaky about it.
So, yeah, we didn't know. So since we're talking about JC, this is not strictly game related, but what did you guys think about the whole N-word, F-word, M-word conversation? I'm going this may sound, I am going to say that I understood his point, that he was trying to make a point to her. And it irritated me that Bailey kept saying fag and midget over and over and over in her conversation with him, but basically saying that it was totally inappropriate for him to say the N-word even once. But here she is saying those words, and he's like, you're doing the same thing right now. You're saying, and she's like, no, I'm not. I'm just repeating what you already said, so it's okay. And she was talking about how downtrodden she was. But look, he's like a dwarf-sized gay guy. I mean, how much, you know, he also went through a lot of shit growing up. You know, I mean, I just, anyway, I felt, anyway.
I feel sorry for him because of his size, and he's into the bodybuilding thing, and he's never going to be able to compete. You know, and if that's his goal, which I think most bodybuilders, I mean, they want to compete, you know, I mean, it's got to be frustrating as can be for him. So, and I get the idea that I completely get what he was trying to say to Bailey. And I didn't like the words she was throwing out, you know, so anyway.
What did you think of the disclaimer at the beginning of the episode?
I wasn't surprised that they did it, because there have been so many articles written this season about so-and-so, you know, being, not even JC. There was one of the girls said something that they thought was racist, and then JC says something that they think is racist, and then there was some other controversy that happened, so I wasn't surprised that they did it.
I did not see that.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, we were watching HGTV House.
Okay, well, it was just a black screen with a disclaimer that, you know, CBS doesn't condone this kind of language, but, you know, it was basically the idea behind Big Brother is to show people, you know, getting along together and being themselves and things like that. And it was one of those legal, almost legalese kind of things, I think.
Yeah.
But, and you know, Julie kind of previewed it on the Thursday night show, you know.
Yeah, she talked about it. I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something about, you know, guys, we're following these people 24 hours a day. Yada yada. So Joey texted us. He's not in the chat room, but he had texted us and asked, was the disclaimer at the start of the show new? And yes, the disclaimer was new tonight. And it was prompted, I would assume, by the various controversial things that have been said by the house guests over the course of the past month or however long they've been in there. So
I only got to the rock star part on that text. But yes, the disclaimer was new, and I think it'll only be on the Sunday night show. I don't think that'll come back unless, you know, they're all running around again.
Now, I've never seen them do that before, but I wouldn't remember if they had. But have they done that before? Because there have been other controversial things said.
They may have done it before, but it's not an ongoing thing, I don't think.
I believe they've done it one time a long time ago.
Yeah, I think
it seems like something like this came up once before.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe with a girl from someplace, and she lost her job when she got out. Do you see?
Yeah, that sounds remotely familiar. So, all right. So Winston's out, and then we have the blow up, the rock star explosion. Right as Winston's going out the door, what did you think of that, Moose?
Blow up as he was going out the door.
She blew up at Brett.
She blew up at Brett. Yeah. I just thought it was uncalled for. I mean, I didn't take anything that Brett said seriously. I thought he was just kind of playing around and joking. And, you know, she took it very serious. And that's not the way I saw it. So, you know, I didn't think it was called for at all.
And Adam, how did you feel about that?
Well,
Adam's going to disagree.
I thought it was so uncalled for.
You most ignorant slut.
Oh my gosh, that rock star. I can't stand her. She is so well. Okay, I will say this. I thought I felt for her. Because, you know, Mark was saying to me, you would have cried too, wouldn't you? And I'm like, yeah, probably. I probably would have been crying, but because I'm emotional. But it's a bad game move for her to blow up like that because you don't want to rock the boat that much. So I thought that she should have held her emotions in. So I don't think it was a good game move. But I do empathize with her. Okay. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
But it was not a good game move.
Okay. And so then we went to the head of household competition. It's the old hang on.
So Archer wants to know, why did she blow up at Brett? I think we alluded to it earlier, but she blew up at Brett because Brett, in his speech before the vote, he said, everyone knows that our rock star came to me before and told me that she was going to vote for Winston to stay. And, or which one? No. That he was, yes. That she was going to, and she was going to flip the vote and yada, yada, yada. And then
blame it on Caitlin.
And blame it on Caitlin.
I wish we had heard Winston's poem. You know, he mentioned to Julie as he was walking out that he was going to do some sort of a crazy poem and just blow everything up. So
yeah, but he didn't. Yeah, was a lie, Archer.
Sorry, no. Yeah. What I meant to say was, Brett said that she was going to vote for Winston to leave and Brett to stay, and blame it on Caitlin that she was going to flip against her alliance.
Okay, right.
Right, and then she's like, I would never vote for Brett to stay. I can't stand him. He hasn't talked to me once during this whole game. Yada yada yada.
Right. So we're doing the hanging on for head of household, and you know, it's the one I felt sorry for was Tyler with his Goldilocks and that honey in his hair. Oh my God.
Now I will say this. We learned, Fatty, that you were incorrect in your guess that JC would win this competition.
You're right. I thought he would do better in this hanging on kind of competition than he did. And it just goes to show you that it's usually the big guy. I wasn't surprised at all that Brett and Faisal fell off of there and all that. And
But I will say Tyler is like, shut up, Sam. Quit telling, making it sound like we already have a deal. I mean, he's always worried about, he's got so many irons in the fire, though, that he's got to be worried. So,
well, yeah, he's got to deal with so many different people, you know, and who knows what they haven't shown. He probably has a deal with every single person in the house.
Right. Moose, what'd you think?
I love that Rockstar dropped off first.
Uh-huh.
I really thought that JC would hang on longer because he's got a low center of gravity and he is strong for his size.
Uh-huh.
Faisal dropping off pretty quick didn't surprise me. This kind of competition really goes for somebody that's a little lighter with a low center of gravity. So, you know, uh-huh. Yeah, I would expect either a woman or what's his name to win. JC.
Tyler. Oh, JC. Let me guess, Adam, you disagree with Moose that you were very sad to see Rockstar fall off first.
Well, I wasn't happy or sad. I thought, you know, it would have made her feel better if she'd at least gone a little further. And then, you know, because like I said, I empathize with her, but I never expected
her
to win.
But her sitting up there saying, oh, I'm just going to stand here and hold on and say my children's names. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to vomit.
Look, you know, I am not disagreeing with the two of you jocks over there. But what I'm saying is that I really dislike the bro-y jockey sort of, you know, bravado.
Well, this is not the jocks never do well on this one.
No, they don't.
And so it makes me feel bad for the other ones. I don't expect Rockstar to win, and I don't think that the way she has reacted is good for her game. But there's a little bit of empathy there. I mean, I do feel bad for her.
But Rockstar also, her size is working against her on that. And I don't mean to be negative on that, but she's probably she's a big lady. She's probably 270 pounds and she's not.
What?
I would say so. She's a big woman.
Okay.
And
I would not have guessed that much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 270 or 170?
Yeah. Two.
Oh, 170.
Okay.
I don't think she's strong enough to support 170 pounds on that kind of thing.
Well, maybe not. So, all right. So, Sam wins head of household, and we got to see who wants to see my head of household.
So they're already running out of content. Is that what we talked about?
Well, I know. I think we got that because Faisal and Caitlin was having a meltdown when that happened, and that's why. And Faisal, come on, you gotta go see this. You know.
Not just that, but also her little speech when she got in the room saying, I already know who I'm going to pick. Nobody come up here. Don't come up here when I'm not here. You know, she laid down some rules.
Not only that, but she's like, this is my room and nobody's going to be in here.
What do you think of that type of head of household?
I like it.
Let me guess, Adam, you don't like that.
I think it is certainly, I love it. It's the best move. I've never seen a better move in Big Brother. No, honestly, I can't believe, Moose, you and I disagree like on every single thing, but I didn't hate it. Like, I like the fact that she's strong and that she basically says what she means and she means what she says and she, you know, she doesn't lie to people. I love all that. But for her game, I thought she was rubbing everyone the wrong way. She's not really in that level six alliance, but she's always voting with them. And I think that rubbed them the wrong way, probably because, you know, they can't just go in and out of the HOH room unless she specifically says they can. And they probably think, oh, yeah, you know, Sam's with us, you know, and then the other alliance, because, you know, they want to be able to plead their case because they figure they're the ones that are going to go because she's been siding with level six. So I feel like there weren't very many people in the house that was going to. I think most of them are going to be unhappy with that rather than the other way around. So other than it being very strong.
I totally agree with you, but I love that she did it.
I agree with both of you. Yes.
It's gonna blow up in her face, but I love that she did it.
Well, I'm not sure it's gonna blow up in her face because something much more dumb is gonna happen that they're not gonna remember that. So I'm putting you on the block because you wouldn't let us in your HOH room. Yeah, really? You know.
Well, so, and then
you wouldn't share your Funyuns with us.
And then at the end. And then at the end, she does something. She's even more. She basically says,
that's going to be what
I nominated you guys, you two girls, because you're sluts. I mean, basically, that's what she was like. You are being easy and slutty with these boys, and I don't think it's right. So I nominated you. I mean, basically, and they're both in the diary room bawling their eyes out because they've, you know, been called easy.
My parents see this. I loved it. I thought that was the funniest thing I've seen this year.
Oh, I that one took me back aback. I'm like, whoa, because you know there was on the Pocket Big Brother. It says evidently Sam said something to upset Haley and Caitlin, but we didn't know what it was. We don't know.
Well, yeah, but,
you know, I don't disagree with her, though.
Well, one thing, I mean, that is a typical way for girls to play. And I just didn't expect something so hateful to come out of her mouth. I mean,
I don't think she meant it as hateful, though.
Well, she may not have meant it that way, but that's the way it was received. And
do you think it was received hatefully, Moose?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh my God, we agree.
We do.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, we have an agreement that calls for a B flat. All right. So,
well,
why is that card still working?
Me too.
She, I was very shocked by the way she handled her HOH. I do think that it was enjoyable to watch, but I didn't think she would handle it that way. It was totally different than the way we've seen her act throughout the first 3 weeks.
Now, one thing that they haven't shown that I read on Pocket Big Brother is that, Sam was a have-not before she won HOH. But she, and which means that she came off being a have-not, but she honored her commitment to being a have-not. And ate slop and took the cold showers and stuff like that. Now she did sleep in the, I think she did sleep in the HOH room, but so that, I think that's one thing that kind of shows her character also.
Integrity.
Well, maybe that's it. Well, whatever.
Character, yeah, integrity.
Whatever you want to call it. But all right, Moose, anything else you want to mention?
No, I think we've covered everything.
All right. Well, Adam, anything else you want to mention before I get to spoilers?
Well, we're going to talk about the contest, but we can do that after spoilers if you want.
Okay. All right. Well, the spoilers are they had the power of veto. And of course it was, oh no. And Haley and Caitlin were nominated. I don't know that we actually said that, but, so Haley, Caitlin, Sam competed along with Bailey, JC, and Faisal. Competed in the Power of Veto competition. Now, this brings up an interesting point because Faisal, if Faisal wins, there's Haley. And there's Caitlin, and both of them think that they're, you know, he's their number one, knight in shining armor. Okay. Oh my gosh. What? Faisal will take me off the block. You know,
the third person is JC sitting over there thinking, oh, I've got this alliance with Faisal. He's going to do exactly what I want him to do and leave the nominations the same.
So they've had the power of veto competition, and Faisal won.
Oh, interesting. Very, very interesting.
So the feeling right now is that Faisal is going to take Haley off the block.
Well, that would make sense because he liked Haley first, and also he's really he's upset with Caitlin because he thinks she's lying to him, and JC right. is the one telling him that.
Okay, so if that happens, who do you think Sam will nominate to take her place? Moose.
I would say Bailey.
Adam.
I think I would agree with that because I think Sam is going to nominate one of the other alliance, and I think she's the only one left, right? I mean, because it's right now the only ones left are Faisal, Haley, Caitlin. Now she might put up Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Actually, you know what? I think she might put up Rockstar because Rockstar was very first of all, Brett wants Rockstar gone. And he mentioned right. in tonight's episode that he wants to backdoor Rockstar. So I feel like, and I think Sam likes Brett. So I think given the opportunity, he might whisper in her ear, Rockstar's been a complete melodramatic whatever this week. And probably she's lying, whatever. And I think we just need to get her out of here. So
remember okay. though that there is that special power that's going right. to come into play.
And this
so she knows that whoever gets it has a chance to come back in. I think right. once I put Rockstar up, I think she's gone. And I don't think they want to give her a chance to come back.
And Sam has said on the feeds that she plans when she goes, if somebody comes off the block, or at the power of veto meeting, she plans to announce the power at that.
Okay.
To let whoever does leave know that they will have a chance to come back.
And Larkin in the chat room asks, did she pick weak people on purpose because she knew that this power was going to be used this week?
Well, I think she picked from that side of the house. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I hope she picked the people that she picked because she knew they were weak.
So somebody said, or the guy that does Pocket Big Brother says, I hope Caitlin is evicted, wins her way back into the house, wins HOH, and sets the place on fire.
I would be okay with that.
So I thought, well, that would definitely be interesting. Now, do you think the previous three people that have been evicted are going to have a chance to get back in, Moose?
No, I don't think so. Not this time.
Okay.
Doesn't look
the
that
battle
way.
Back. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I think this power replaced that.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. I don't see any indications. I mean, I would love for Winston to come back because he was in my four. Uh-huh. But I don't think he's going to get a chance. He even asked when he was, you know, hey, is there any way that you guys are possibly going to do
a battle back?
Yeah, and Julie's just like, eh. She didn't even say anything. I mean, not that she could, but I mean, just, you know.
Right. She says, but we'll be right back.
Okay.
Right, exactly. She always says, stay right there. I mean, how many people actually get up when they go to commercial? Or that's just a habit. She's like, stay right there. She always does it. And it's
well, that's because she doesn't want them to get into her camera angle. So Anyway, all right, Adam, tell me about Moose. Are you doing the game also?
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Right. It's fine.
All right,
it's,
just go ahead. Just go ahead and hang up on him, Adam.
Just don't participate. We're fine.
Adam, tell us how we're doing on the game so far.
All right. So on the game now, I did not take into account any of the spoilers. I'm only up to tonight. And right. if you look on the contest page, you'll see that I've put the rules there. I've put
okay.
The points.
I didn't realize you had actually put it up there. Last time I went over there to look, there was nothing that it hadn't been put up yet. So let me just
look at
the
beautiful job I did.
All right, I'm sure it's going to be all right. This is BUTFIRS. Everybody can go to see
buttfirstpodcast.com.
Podcast. Okay. Forward Friday.
And there's a menu item at the top that says contest.
Tea.
Oh my gosh. Right,
here we go.
5 minutes later, here Fatty's still trying to pull up our website.
Here we go. All right. Contest. There it is. All right. And there's my team. And oh, well.
There is no need to laugh. There is no need to laugh.
Wait a minute. How? All right. So you got -25 for no. Winston to be thrown out.
Yes.
And you got 10 because Sam is the HOH.
Correct.
Okay.
And you would have, I mean, your point, nothing, because all of your points would have occurred before we started the contest so far. So,
right.
So you don't have any points minus or plus yet. But I wanted to, I wanted to talk about the scoring, and not because I'm so far behind already, but I was looking. So what I have is if you get voted out, it's -25. And uh-huh. I was thinking each one of us is going to lose at least 3 people.
Uh-huh.
Right. And since we can do a trade, we might lose 4. That means uh-huh. we're both in the hole at least 75 points.
Uh-huh.
Winning the game only gets you 75 points because your person is in the top 3 and then they win. That means basically that negates anything. So I think we should either get rid of the negatives altogether and just do positives and that's it. Or we should reduce the amount of negative because both of us are going to be in the same situation.
Not necessarily, because like when Tyler and Brett and Scotty are in the top 3 at the end, that gets me 75 points right there. And yeah. I will have only lost 75 points with Faisal going off.
Well, yeah, but then you're eventually going to lose the other 2, which is going to be...
Right, but those 3 will continue to win HOH and POV.
If you want to keep it, that's we make it to the end. We make it to the end, and both of us have negative points.
Well,
so it'll
I
be
didn't,
like,
didn't say the one closest to 0 still wins.
Okay, well, we can keep it the same. That's fine.
Well, I think we keep it that way just because that's what we came up with.
So. All right. Well, I didn't think hard enough on that. And then the other thing is on the trade, we didn't make this clear, and I didn't want to make the decision myself. Can a trade replace someone who has left your team, or must it replace someone who's currently on your team?
Say that again now.
So I said we each get 1 trade uh-huh. in the season.
So you're saying, can I trade Winston for somebody? Is that what you're asking?
Correct.
I think you can, but that doesn't change your score.
Right. Well, no, it wouldn't change the score. But if they came back, then they're off your
team. No, I think it has to be somebody that's still in the game.
Somebody that's still in the game.
Yeah, I think. I mean, don't you think, Moose? We'll let Moose decide.
I think you should be able to trade.
Well, yeah,
right.
You know, even if the person is gone.
Is if they're already evicted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chat room, what do you say? Well, do we have a vote in the chat room?
No, we flipped a coin and Moose said you can replace Winston now.
Okay.
Because you've already lost the 25 points for him being gone.
I have indeed lost the 25 points. That is, yeah, I'm chat room, if you're not looking, yeah, like Fatty said, I'm at -15 points right now. And All right. So I think I want to go ahead and do my trade.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
And I am going to trade Winston since we decided. Thank you, Moose. Since we decided we could trade Winston, and I am going to trade Winston for.
Well, he's got to go to that Android thing, Moose.
I am going to trade Winston for JC.
Okay.
So that is my final team. So
all right, but I think down at the bottom, you have to keep Winston down there at the bottom,
yeah,
and say traded for JC or something like that.
Sure, and I grade him out so you can tell,
yeah,
that he's gone. But so yeah, so I'm gonna, so everyone heard it here. I'm gonna do JC. I want to support the gays, and I want somebody else on level six. To be honest,
I want to have a snowball's chance in hell of doing.
I mean, you took Tyler and Scotty. I mean, sheesh. I mean,
well, you took Sam.
Tyler or Scotty are gonna be the winners, and you got both. I should have selected Scotty when you. I should have won the coin toss. I mean, really, that is what screwed me, is the coin toss right there.
Okay. Well,
but I didn't.
So, Moose.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a good time?
It's been a lot of fun, sir.
Okay.
Fatty.
Adam, I had a great time hearing. It was like the old, and Adam's too young to know this, is that like the old Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin point counterpoint on Saturday Night Live. Jane, you magnificently ignorant slut.
Well,
you
know. I'm so surprised that we disagreed on everything except for like one thing. So like episode was Moose and I disagreeing against each other.
Right.
It's
crazy. I'm sorry about that.
It's, you know.
No, don't be sorry about it. That's life. What makes it. That's what makes Big Brother, Big Brother. It's Moose, feelings about this season.
I am just beginning to really enjoy this season.
Yeah.
It's been within the last week. As a matter of fact, I almost stopped watching.
Oh! Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's good. Did not like Rockstar. Every time she appears on screen, I want to turn the TV off.
Rockstar is like, Rockstar to you is like Tony for me in Survivor. Tony was a good player and Rockstar is not, but I hated Tony so bad. Okay. I almost didn't want to watch. Anyway.
See, I haven't watched Survivor in years.
Okay. He's awful. And you would love him, Moose. You would love him.
Now, Moose, did you like Rockstar playing the pots and pans tonight?
It was a direct copy of the guy from last year.
And he won.
What did you think when she climbed on top of Brett and was playing?
Closest thing to sex she's had in years.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's about time to wrap it up, Fatty.
Wrap it up. We'll be back. By the way, I'll be out of town this week, but I will be back next Sunday night. We'll have another special guest with us next Sunday night.
All right. Until next time, let's listen in on the house guests.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.